Have you ever wondered why restaurant food tastes so much better than what you make at home? The secret isn't fancy equipment or exotic ingredients. It's understanding four fundamental elements that transform ordinary food into extraordinary meals. In Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, Chef Samin Nosrat distills cooking to its essential building blocks, revealing the simple science behind delicious food across all cuisines. Nosrat's culinary epiphany came while working at Alice Waters' legendary Chez Panisse. Starting as a busser with no formal training, she observed how chefs created magnificent dishes without recipes. They weren't magicians. They simply understood how salt enhances flavor, fat delivers richness, acid balances, and heat transforms. This revelation changed cooking from an intimidating mystery into an approachable system anyone can master. Remember when Nosrat first experienced properly salted food while making polenta at Chez Panisse? When Chef Cal added three enormous handfuls of salt, she was stunned until she tasted the transformed dish. The corn tasted sweeter, butter richer, all flavors more pronounced. It wasn't salty, it was alive. Salt doesn't merely add saltiness, it suppresses bitterness, balances sweetness, and enhances aromas. Consider chocolate chip cookies with flaky sea salt, or watermelon with a light sprinkle. Salt makes everything taste more like itself. The specific salt matters less than understanding your chosen salt's properties. Diamond Crystal Kosher salt has become the professional standard because its hollow flakes adhere well to food and dissolve quickly. Use kosher salt to season from within, in pasta water, on roasts, with vegetables, and reserve flaky sea salts for finishing. When food tastes flat, under-seasoning is typically the culprit. Properly seasoned food shouldn't taste salty, it should taste enhanced. With practice, your palate will discern when just a few grains make the difference between bland and brilliant. Fat exists in many forms: butter, olive oil, schmaltz, ghee, coconut oil, each bringing distinct flavors that define various cuisines. It serves three crucial roles: as a main ingredient affecting flavor and texture, as a cooking medium enabling browning, and as a finishing touch for richness. Beyond having its own flavors, fat carries and enhances other aromas. Garlic sizzled in olive oil delivers far more powerful flavor than in water. Fat enables surface browning above 230°F, creating nutty and umami flavors impossible with water-based cooking. Using culturally appropriate fats is key for authenticity. Olive oil for Mediterranean dishes, sesame oil for East Asian, ghee for Indian cuisine. Most dishes benefit from layering fats. Finished fish cooked in clarified butter with butter sauce, or brush waffle irons with bacon fat before adding butter-enriched batter. Fat creates five distinct textures: crisp, fried chicken, creamy, mayonnaise, flaky, pie crust, tender, cake, and light, whipped cream. By controlling fat's interaction with other ingredients, you transform food from soft to crisp, dense to airy, or tough to tender. Have you noticed how a squeeze of lemon makes seafood taste fresher? Or how vinegar adds complexity to rich stews? That's acid at work, bringing balance and brightness to food. Acid appears in many forms beyond lemon juice and vinegar: fermented foods like yogurt and sourdough, fruits from tomatoes to berries, even coffee and chocolate. It literally makes your mouth water, which is why mouthwatering equals delicious. Unlike salt, acid balance is relative. Lemonade contains highly acidic lemon juice, but sugar makes it delicious without changing the pH. The acidity is simply balanced by sweetness. Many iconic dishes are defined by their acids. Peanut butter needs jelly's tang. Fish and chips demand malt vinegar. Carnitas tacos require salsa. Like cooking fats, acid can completely redirect a dish, so let geography and tradition guide your choice. Acid also transforms food's texture and color. It keeps red vegetables vibrant, but dulls greens, so dress salads last. It keeps vegetables firm, which is why onions stay crunchy in tomato sauce, and can both tenderize and toughen meat depending on exposure time. Heat is the alchemist that turns raw ingredients into meals. Unlike the other elements, heat is flavorless and intangible, but its effects are profound, transforming runny eggs to set, pale bread to golden, and tough meat to tender. The fundamental choice in cooking is whether to use gentle or intense heat. This decision depends primarily on what you're starting with. Already tender foods, fish, eggs, delicate vegetables, need minimal cooking to maintain their tenderness. Tough or dry foods, grains, dense vegetables, tough meats, benefit from longer, gentler cooking to develop tenderness. Browning, regardless of food type, typically requires intense heat. This often necessitates combined approaches, sear then simmer for stews, or simmer then sear for hash, to achieve both browning and tenderness. The best cooks use all their senses to determine when foods are properly cooked. They observe color changes, listen for sizzles and bubbles, smell for developing aromas, and feel for changes in texture. With practice, you'll rely less on timers and more on these sensory cues. Creating a great meal isn't about following recipes perfectly. It's about understanding how salt, fat, acid, and heat work together. When planning what to cook, choose one element as your anchor, then build around it. Your anchor might be an ingredient, like pre-salted chicken, a cooking method, like grilling on a summer evening, or even just what's available in your refrigerator. Balance your meal by contrasting textures and flavors. Pair rich meats with bright acidic sauces or starchy sides with vibrant vegetables. Layer flavors by using single ingredients multiple ways: lemon zest and juice, coriander seeds and cilantro leaves. Any dish you love to eat, from Vietnamese pho to Italian pasta, likely has an ideal balance of salt, fat, and acid. This explains why certain food combinations appear across cultures. Our bodies naturally seek this balance. Understanding these four elements grants freedom in the kitchen. Rather than being recipe-bound, you can cook intuitively, adapting to what's available and rescuing dishes when needed. When something tastes flat, add salt. Too heavy? Reach for acid. Flavors not coming through? Incorporate fat. Textures off? Adjust your heat. This explains why grandmothers cook so well without measuring. They've internalized these principles through practice. It's about understanding the science of deliciousness, not following instructions. Mastering salt, fat, acid, and heat transforms cooking from a stressful obligation into joyful expression. You'll develop kitchen confidence, cooking by feel, taste, and intuition rather than following recipes slavishly. This connects you with food more deeply and places you within a tradition spanning cultures and generations. Next time you cook, think beyond ingredients and recipes. Consider how you'll use salt to enhance, fat to enrich, acid to balance, and heat to transform. Your meals and relationship with cooking will never be the same.